the Cloister of St. Andrew. The present location of the Cloister of St. Andrew, close to Porta Soprana and near the House of Columbus, dates back to 1922. For nearly 20 years it had been forgotten because it had been disassembled into pieces and kept at the St. Augustine Church, located a short distance from here. The monastery of St. Andrew, which the cloister was part of, probably had been founded in the early 11th century. It was a Benedictine monastery, inhabited by nuns belonging to the most illustrious families of the city. They lived in seclusion, yet administered substantial assets, consisting of land and real estate. The church, though not large, carried out parish functions for the people who lived on the hill within the city walls. The cloister was built next to the church. Its existence is mentioned for the first time in a document that dates back to 1158. The halls used for group activities, such as the refectory, the chapter house, the parlour, and the hall with the fireplace, were placed around the cloister. The dormitories were on the second floor, right above the portico. The cloister enclosed a small garden that was probably rich in herbs. The capitals of the cloister, on the south and west sides, are decorated with both figurative and leaf motifs. They probably date back to shortly before the 1158 document that mentions the cloister. The figurative capitals are carved with scenes of various inspirations. They show, for example, themes derived from the Old and New Testaments, like Adam and Eve, the flight into Egypt, Daniel in the lion's den, and the journey of the wise men. In addition to religious subjects, there are agricultural and farming topics, probably allegories of the months of the year, with scenes of grazing, ploughing, and carts pulled by oxen. Chivalry scenes can also be found that allude to a mysterious story of a knight and a lady. Other capitals show more general representations of animals and monstrous creatures. The authors of this series of capitals are probably of a Lombard-Emilian background. The capitals of the north and east sides are much more recent. The Gothic style, with its smooth or ribbed long leaves, is typical of the late 13th century. During a restoration of the refectory and the dormitories that took place in 1294, an intervention also regarded the cloister colonnade, renewing part of the capitals, but also reusing part of those from the previous cloister. The first medieval architectural structure of the monastery underwent numerous renovations and extensions over the centuries. In 1647, a bell tower was erected next to the church. The last significant expansion took place after the damage caused by the French bombardment that hit Genoa in 1684. The story of the monastery came to an end during Napoleon's age, when, in 1799, the Ligurian Republic abolished the religious community. The monastery became a boarding school, then a prison, until it was decided to demolish the entire monastic complex in the 19th century.